1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Everlast, What It's Like from the CD Whitey Ford Sings the Blues. It's Opie and Anthony for your Monday. A little slow around here today.
Yeah, I'm not noticing a hustle and bustle.
No, the fax machine isn't working much. No, it's spitting out a fax every hour.
Happens on Mondays.
People are lazy out there.
I think people might have taken off today, Opie. It was an easy drive in.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
It was very easy.
Yes.
And, well, the rest of the week's going to be very nice, so.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. There's our weather break.
Yeah, nice weather, yeah.
Come on. All right, on Friday, we got to replay this because we got a ton of email on this damn thing. We were going through the paper. We noticed that our pal, Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
He has entered the cyber world like everyone else.
He has a website now.
It's under construction, though, right?
Yeah, when I went there, it said under construction.
And I got yelled at because I thought his website address was www.fwhitey.com.
Well, that's preposterous. He couldn't have a website like that.
I wonder who has that URL.
I don't know.
We should look that up. Let's look that up as we're playing the Reverend Al Sharpton bit from Friday.
F-Whitey?
Who has F-Whitey.com? You know someone has it. We'll wait for Anthony. Whitey. But the Reverend stopped in. Yeah. It might pop up right now.
How do you spell Whitey?
Nothing there. Spelt it right. Maybe a dash between the F and Whitey?
Yeah, that could work.
All right, let's try that.
You got to think someone's got the website address. Come on.
No one's got F. Whitey, Opie.
No?
F. Whiteman.
No.
F. White Man?
No.
No?
Let's try...
Come on, every other ridiculous...
Let's try the whole word, Whitey. The whole F word.
All right.
No, that ain't it either.
Nothing, huh?
No. Sorry.
I think we should start that as our website.
Whitey.
All right, anyway, the Reverend Al Sharpton came into the studio, supposedly. We can't really confirm this is actually Reverend Al Sharpton. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. On the way, some Zeppelin. And we got some Creed by request next. It's Opie and Anthony, and lots going on the radio station these days.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the Grammys trip we're giving away, right?
What is this?
Well,
explain.
We're sending someone to the Grammys. Simple as that. Contest starts Friday. More details to come.
Yeah, that's a cool trip.
So you got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
This coming Friday, you and I will be broadcasting live at the Longshore Brewery in Garden City, doing the show from 3 to 7. I suggest people get there early because there's a lot of interest in this live broadcast.
Oh, believe me, you're going to want to be there.
That's for sure.
We have a lot of fun. We go out and about, and we got our pal Stephen Lynch coming down.
Mm-hmm.
We got that cheesy 70s band playing.
Right.
What was the name of the band again?
Oh, look, we got this stuff written down.
All right, well, next time we talk about it, we'll have the band name again. But supposedly they play a lot of real cheesy 70s stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically our Valentine's party for pathetic losers.
Yeah.
And Stephen Lynch is going to just rock. He's confirmed he's going to be playing a bunch of songs down there.
Well, a lot of people love Stephen Lynch, and they want to see him do his songs live.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Forbidden Priest song.
You think he can play the Priest song live?
Why not?
At the Longshore Brewery?
Why not?
All right.
It's out and about.
I think if enough people ask for the song Friday, he'll have to pull it out of his hip pocket and play it.
Exactly.
And then in other Opie and Anthony show news, we are looking for someone to take on Tara.
Mm-hmm.
This Tara thing has taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
The wannabe model that came in last week, she posed for us.
We put her pictures up on the website, and people have been giving their opinion on what she looks like.
Right. And officially, at this point in time, she is the hottest girl that has ever stripped for us in the NEW studio.
If you don't believe that, I'll pop up some of the pictures of the girls that have been in here.
No, that's okay, Anthony.
Exactly.
But we are looking for Tara's first challenge. And thus far, the women that have contacted us,
Yeah, see, they're a little afraid, I guess.
They've sent in a few pictures and stuff, and they haven't made the cut yet.
No.
Tara needs a really good challenge. So we are looking for someone to come down and pose. Definitely topless.
Little photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely topless, and then whatever you want after that.
What other poses you want to do.
Whatever you think will beat Tara.
The one thing, you got to be natural.
Yeah, we don't want implants and thus.
No fake boobs. So we'll let you guys know when the first challenge comes about. But until then, Tara's pictures remain on our website as the hottest girl to ever pose naked for Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
We need one of those cool, like, sweepers, you know? Tara, the hottest girl ever, you know, with echo and stuff.
Big voice.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll get that together.
All right. If you want to contact us, if you're a lady and you want in on this, 212-757-1027. Keep the instant feedback coming and keep the faxes coming, too. 212-957-WNEW. Just throwing a lot of information at you guys right now.
Yeah.
On the way, Yoshi from Friday, Anthony.
Very good.
A lot of people want to hear Yoshi. And is it true that the President of the United States of America, the ex-President of the United States of America, is calling in today?
Yes, Ronald Reagan. It was his 88th birthday, I believe.
Over the weekend?
Over the weekend. And just going to see how he's doing. He's supposed to call in.
Now, not many people have heard from Reagan in the last few years because of the Alzheimer's and stuff.
Well, yes, tragically stricken with Alzheimer's years ago. And he's been going downhill, yeah.
Why do you think he would pick our show out of all the other shows out there to call into, Anthony?
Obviously, the Alzheimer's has something to do with it, Opie, okay. I would think.
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, with the latest from Sugar Ray. That's a song called Every Morning off their CD 1459. And those guys come to town with Everlast February 19th to Roseland. Tickets on sale now. That's going to be a very, very good show. You might be shocked at Sugar Ray when you see him in concert if you've never seen them before. Unless they're going to completely blow off all their real heavy, hard stuff now that they're going the pop route.
I don't think so. You think they'll pull that out.
You think they'll play Mean Machine and the rest of them?
Yeah. I'd be pissed if they didn't and I saw them.
Okay. Drastically changing their sound for 1459 because they realized how successful Fly was.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, this pop thing isn't a bad, you know, deal.
Get some cash.
So they're getting some cash every morning. Every radio station in America is playing every morning.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, which is cool. Cool for the band.
Sure.
It's Opie and Anthony. On the way, we got Yoshi from Friday. Yoshi called. Well, no, we called Yoshi, right?
Yeah, had a hard time because he was busy working at the restaurant. Yeah.
And he wouldn't let us talk to him until we ordered some pork. But Yoshi was on the line because we found out about a new Viagra, the Chinese version of Viagra.
Can you believe this?
It's a natural herb.
Yeah, people in China using this.
There you go. I got an email that I was saying herb wrong.
Herb.
I say herb.
It's herb. It's peaches and herb.
Right.
And herbal.
And herbal. All right. So we got the Chinese Viagra. It's an herb, a natural herb. And we had Yoshi on the phone. You guys stick around for that. We'll definitely do it before the hour's up.
Right.
But we were going through the paper, and our favorite president, President Reagan, ex-president, celebrated his 88th birthday over the weekend, Anthony.
Yes, he did. And happy birthday.
And I was a little concerned because for the funeral for King Hussein, he was the only president that wasn't there, living president.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not really making the trips anymore, Opie. He's kind of in bad shape, I think.
Yeah, but you notice how far apart Bush and Clinton were?
Yeah.
They had Carter and
Ford.
And Ford as the buffer in between.
Yep. Yeah.
And what happened to Carter? He's looking very old. Because isn't Ford, like, older than Carter?
I'm not sure. I think so. Obviously, he was president before Carter. But
right.
I guess it's all that Habitats for Humanity he does.
Yeah.
He's always out there building houses and stuff.
And I didn't realize how short Carter was.
Yeah. Not the tallest president.
No, the other guys towered over him. But it looked like Bush didn't want anything to do with Clinton.
No.
It was pretty entertaining. But I do believe if we got this hooked up right, we got the ex-president of the United States on the line, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. This is great.
President Reagan celebrating his 88th birthday. Let's see if we get him on the phone here. Mr. Reagan.
Hello, Taco Bell. May I take your order, please?
President Reagan.
It is?
It's Opie and Anthony from WNEW.
Yes, well, God bless you, too.
Thank you. Well, we're calling you because we saw in the paper that it was your 88th birthday over the weekend.
It's whose birthday?
Yours, Mr. President.
It's the president's birthday? Well, I want to say happy birthday to Herbert Hoover.
No.
What a great... Yes? Hello.
We want to wish you a happy 88th birthday.
Oh, yes. Well, Nancy did say something about that. I remember her bringing a cake with a lot of candles. It almost burnt the house down. I guess it was my birthday.
It was your birthday, yes. What did you do for your birthday?
Well, I played golf with Bob Hope. We played the same hole 18 times. But, well, it was all new to us. God, my prostate's like a pineapple.
Oh, come on.
I haven't had to use it in, well, many years.
I say.
Well, I want to take this opportunity to announce that I'm running again.
You're running for what?
I'm running, yes.
I what do you mean you're running?
In my pants, I'm running.
Okay.
Mommy, I'm running again. I need a changer. If I may,
yeah,
want to wish the condolences to the families of King Tut.
No,
an awful tragedy.
No.
Yes,
it was King Hussein of Jordan who died.
Who?
King Hussein.
Hussein?
Yeah.
Hussein, not me. I've got Alzheimer's.
No, it was King Hussein of Jordan.
Jordan what? Michael Jordan was a great sports figure, and we'll all miss him. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Your vice president was at the funeral, Bush.
Let me ask him a question, Ope. President Reagan, have you talked to Bush lately?
Well, listen here. I may have Alzheimer's, but the day I start talking to Nancy's vagina, put me in the ground. Talk to Bush, that's preposterous.
That is bad news, man.
Mr. President, what are you doing to keep busy these days?
Well, my day starts at 6 o'clock in the morning with a good bowel movement.
Yeah?
Then at 6:30 I get out of bed. Then the rest of the day is pretty much cleaning up.
This is just wrong.
Hello?
This is wrong.
Wait,
Whoa, hello.
Hello.
President Reagan, happened?
Sears Service Center, may I help you? Where's Bonzo? Hello, Mommy. Someone's on the phone for you. I have to go.
No, hello.
Hello,
President Reagan.
We lost him.
He seems to be a little confused today.
Just a little.
Some dead vaudeville in there.
I can't believe the Bush thing. My goodness.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and couldn't stand the weather. It's Opie and Anthony. Slurring my words, but feeling a little better.
Are you after your cold medicine?
Well, Ralph was like half right, I guess. Ralph Tatora helped me out. On the way in today, Anthony picks me up, and I have a couple sneezes in a row. Like, oh, must be some dust in the air, not thinking anything of it. By the time we got to Manhattan, I couldn't see, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't go 10 seconds without sneezing. And this was all at 3 o'clock when it was showtime. And Ralph gave us some, gave me some Dristan maximum strength cold medicine, I believe, or something like that.
And it cleared you up.
They cleared me right up, and he swore it wouldn't make me drowsy, but I definitely feel slightly out of it.
A little fuzzy?
More than usual. I feel like just off, like I'm just missing.
You gotta go home and take the Quill.
I'm going to take the Quill tonight.
Yeah, the green fluid. Yeah.
I need a good night's sleep tonight.
That'll do it.
Because I can't stay up till 2 or 3 playing Tomb Raider 3.
No.
By the way, I gotta talk about the game really fast. As you know, Anthony's into Half-Life.
I am the Half-Life head.
I don't think there's a video game more manly than Half-Life.
Oh, it's
or great. Computer game, I should say.
God, it's great.
And I'm playing Tomb Raider 3, and Anthony's bragging about how he's, you know, blowing guys away, and the guts flying the wall, and the graphics are great.
Oh, you just see meat. Faces. I saw a face fly across the room the other day. It's just great.
And I'm doing Tomb Raider 3.
Yeah.
And I'm shooting monkeys and tigers and you know, taking out snakes and stuff.
That's cute.
And yeah, exactly. I started feeling like, oh, my God, wait a minute. This is kind of a faggy game because I haven't seen any of the real, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm killing little cobras, and Anthony's putting people's faces on the wall after he takes them out. The game's getting interesting, finally, Tomb Raider.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in Area 51 now, finally.
All right, you're in the desert.
I'm in the desert in the middle of Area 51. I'm searching for the alien in the middle of this compound. And now the guys are coming at me with their stuff.
Well, there you go. Now you're getting humans coming at me.
Yeah, with laser sights and machine guns. And I got my Desert Eagle gun and my machine gun. And now we're battling. Now I feel like I'm killing something.
Yeah.
I mean, and they even sent some attack dogs after me.
attack dogs.
Those are pretty scary when they're coming at you.
Smoke them.
Smoke them.
Bam!
With my Desert Eagle thing.
Yeah.
And now I'm taking on the enemy. They got their laser sights, and I'm hiding, and I'm blowing people away, finally. Now I
feel good.
Now I feel a little more manly, finally.
Well, that's what it's all about.
This jumping from cliff to cliff and then taking out a cobra every once in a while, it's getting boring.
Yeah, the gymnastics is one thing, but you got to take some people out.
Yeah, and early on in the game, you got these friendly monkeys. But I was bored because I needed to kill something, so I'm just blowing away the friendly monkeys. I'm like, give me something to kill. So I must say, my progress in the game is going quite well. I don't play every day, but I think I'll finally be done with the game by May.
Really? Do take months to get through.
Months, but I feel a little more, you know, good about myself that I'm finally taking on the real enemy.
Well, Ope, I have some good news in the Half-Life corner over here.
Yeah?
Jen actually enjoys a portion of Half-Life.
Oh, get her on your side.
It's the map building portion.
Okay.
Because now I'm getting into building the levels that you play on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really into architecture, so this opens up a whole new thing.
Oh, you're so in.
So now it's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants to contribute and,
right,
you know, help build these things and idealize what the environment will be for people to run around and kill each other in.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting along with this.
Now, Anthony, explain this to the newbies, because this is pretty a pretty amazing concept. I mean, besides just playing Half-Life online, yeah, or by yourself,
mm-hmm,
now you could just build your own rooms to fight in.
This is a brilliant idea. I got a hats off to the people at Valve Software. They put in the Half-Life program something called WorldCraft, and you build... It's a program to build the levels that you play on.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just having to deal with what they give you, and then you play it for a few months, and you play it online for a few months, and go, I'm bored with these rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone that plays has the potential to build their own level.
So it only
ends with the imagination of everybody playing out there.
That is wild.
So now I've just started getting into it. It's pretty complicated.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Yeah. I mean, I spent hours just figuring out how to make a door move. You know? I was like, damn door! Can't make the door move! I need a window I can see through!
No kidding, huh?
So I just built a room. I put a big swimming pool in the middle with a diving board and a huge ugly monster in it.
Uh-huh.
It's great. Boy, it gets you thinking, though.
It's amazing where gaming is going.
Yeah, so it's a brilliant idea. They gave the rooms to the people that are playing the games. Now you can make them yourself.
And Jennifer's into helping you build a room.
She loves the architecture part of it and loves the idea. You know, she wants to make a big castle. And
now she's not putting, like, cute little candlesticks on the mantle.
She's
getting into building some rugged rooms with you, right?
No, we're talking bricks and steel.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah, we're going to have a drawbridge, and we're designing a little moat.
Uh-huh.
It's coming along quite nicely.
That's a brilliant idea.
It is.
I really love it.
I love the whole thing.
Cool. All right. We promised people Yoshi from Friday here, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Yoshmeister.
Yeah. What was the story on Friday again?
Well, there was a new type of Viagra that came out in China, made out of all natural herbs. And it's supposed to outsell Viagra in China. It's
supposed to be better, healthier, no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And they got cute little, like, naked girls on the packaging.
Yes.
And a picture of the Adonis himself.
And they say that they're supposedly going to sell 100 million of these things.
100 million.
And there's a billion Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of limp thingies over there.
Yeah. So we got an expert on the phone to talk about the Chinese Viagra,
mm-hmm,
the natural herb. And, of course, it's our pal Yoshi. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Days of the New, Touch, Peel, and Stand. It's Opie and Anthony.
Oi.
And, well, the Knicks are off to a fine start in this shortened NBA season.
Huh? What?
I've heard they've lost the first two games of the season. I really, really wouldn't know that that basketball is being played, because I refuse to watch it.
Yeah, well, the Knicks fell to the Heat 83-79 yesterday at the Garden. Patrice Fewell shot only 2 for 12 last night in Madison Square Garden, my game.
Why is the Mad Dog on our show all of a sudden?
I don't know.
I was just making a reference that
he always pops up.
All right, I'll confess, Anthony. I've been watching Hoops, man.
I have to. I'm like an addict, though, man. You said you weren't going to watch. You were pissed at the NBA and the players.
and the lockout.
The show is about
the
honesty,
fans.
Right?
The fans are the ones that suffered, so basketball's coming back. F them. I'm not watching.
And the show is about honesty.
Yeah.
And I just got to admit that I've been watching lots and lots of hoops.
Puppet. You're a puppet.
I watched 5 games in the last 3 days.
Oh. Oh, my God.
But, you know, but it's not getting the job done. You know, like when an addict, you know, he needs to go to the stronger stuff.
Right.
That's how I feel. I'm watching the games and I'm just not getting that same.
Not getting the boost?
No, I'm really not.
I'm disappointed.
Well,
I thought you were going to hold your ground.
But I figured, you know, someone on the show has to, you know, be informed about basketball. Because I'm sure there's a lot of our listeners out there that are watching the games.
So the jerk off Spike Lee is all yelling and he's in the audience and he's watching the games and everyone's watching.
Not everyone. Interesting point. Attendance is down all over the league.
Well, no, like, thanks to Opie.
Like they had the Jazz and the Lakers playing last night.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob Costas. Someone's got to shoot him. Shut up. Shut up.
You don't like Bob?
No, I don't think many sports fan likes Bob Costas at this point. He overanalyzes and he's just, shut up. Let me watch the game. Shaq's on, right? First of all, the point I was going to make, the Lakers, there were a ton of empty seats, and it was a huge game. It was the Jazz and the Lakers.
Mm.
But every move that Shaq made, look at me, I'm just freaking out. I had to talk about basketball.
I know, look.
But it's an observation about Bob Costas. Every move that Shaq makes is a power move. Power move, power move, power move. It's not a power move.
What's a power move?
Shaq is 325 pounds, and he's doing power moves. No, it's his layup. But everything was a power move to Bob Costas.
Really?
What, another power move by Shaq.
I don't even know what a power move is, Opie.
I wouldn't be able to tell you either. I guess it's going to the basket strong, Anthony.
Okay.
But Bob Costas has to make a big, huge deal that Shaq is doing his power moves.
So, obviously, you were so pissed off, you turned off the game and didn't watch it.
Well, actually, I was very unsociable yesterday. Sandy's mom had a surprise 53rd birthday party.
Yeah.
And I pretty much blew off the party, stay in the basement and watch basketball.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
I can't.
You're pathetic.
I at least I'm admitting it.
I'm very disappointed.
I could have lied and went on and made believe, but, you know, the Knicks just look horrible this year, though. Mm. Horrible.
Right.
It's early, obviously. They got to get Sprewell in every once in minutes, but Ewing is just not going to get the job done.
Patrick not getting the job done with the Knicks. Patrick Ewing, obviously some problems. He spent so much time negotiating, but players, he didn't get much time to practice.
All right. Hi, NEW. Maybe this person will get us away from basketball talk. Hi, NEW.
Basketball. The Knicks suck.
They suck, right?
They really did. They're rusty as hell. Patrick Ewing was flat-footed.
Yeah.
You want to know one good thing about the game yesterday?
What?
I muted the TV and I had the AM station on listening to good old Marv.
Yes.
To hear his voice back.
That's right. Marv did the play-by-play for the Knicks yesterday. Yeah, first time he did radio play-by-play in 8 years.
Actually, I think it was 13.
13, they're saying?
Yeah. Or the 13 years since he's been with that station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just a matter of time before he's back on TV calling the game. Simple as that.
Yeah, he rules.
Maybe, you know, he does the radio play-by-play so he can wear his dresses and stuff and no one can see him.
Yes! I think they'll bring him back soon as they get space on NBC.
Yeah. All right, man. I guess we better shut up about basketball.
And as for Shaq, he's overrated and overpaid, I think.
I would totally agree with you.
Well, at least he's got that acting career to fall back. So good at that.
Has Rodman been signed yet, or is he still unemployed?
Rodman's still unemployed. The Lakers were supposed to sign him, but they have backed away. So is Miami.
Man, I thought he might be going to New York here.
Nah. Rodman will sign with a team right around the playoffs, I betcha.
He's dribbling Carmen Electra's boobs. The only dribbling he's doing.
She rules, man.
No.
She's a body on that thing?
Yeah, tight.
All fake. She's overrated. I don't like her. I don't think she's hot at all.
Actually, I saw her one day when I was in L.A.
Yeah.
She's pretty, slutty.
All right, man. We're going to let you go. Get back to your wacky tabacky.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah. He's funny.
Hi, N.E.W.
Opie?
Yeah.
Opie?
Uh-oh. Yeah?
Don't you love Shaq? How much talent does it take for a 300-pound man, 7'3", to get the ball in the post, barrel over everybody, and stuff the ball from directly underneath the basket?
And he still can't do it every time he goes down the floor.
And he still can't do it. I know, and he still misses. But I love when they put up...
Whoa! Wow, a little
profanity there.
Whoops. Did I get it in time?
I think you bleeped it out.
Oh, my God. We had a dump out of delay.
He doesn't like effing Shaq, I guess.
No, he doesn't like effing Shaq. All right, I guess we better move on here. It's safer that way. There's our little sports break for you.
Yeah, Shaq can make a Shazam 2 or whatever that was. What was that genie movie he made?
That's what it was.
Shazam.
Something like that.
Oh, my.
Anthony, once again, we got to say hi to our latest sponsor. Playboy. Playboy yeah. magazine.
I love Playboy, Opie.
What happened to Anthony?
Very sexy. Yeah. The new March Playboy is at newsstands now.
Yes, it is.
With a special sex and music issue.
Yes.
The cover story features Kiss, the legendary group that rocked the Super Bowl pregame.
And well, it features the girls of Kiss.
The girls of Kiss.
I think more people would buy this issue of Playboy to see the girls of Kiss and Kiss makeup than to actually see the bandmates in this issue. Well, I mean, they're looking good. But, yeah. I mean, you got to go to the centerfold, and they got the whole band surrounded by these women. Pretty much all naked with the Kiss makeup on.
Yeah.
And Ace Frehley looks completely out of it. It's like, Ace, screw the thumbs up. Look what you're holding, man. You see how out of it he looks?
I know, yeah.
It's like, dude, that's a naked chick you're holding.
Yeah, they're probably used to that.
But these girls are smoking, and they have a special centerfold where it's just 30 or 40 girls in Kiss makeup with the band. It's very, very cool. It's a collector's item for the Kiss fans, obviously.
I like the 10 girls that are around Gene Simmons as he tries to figure out the next marketing strategy.
Yeah.
And then the 13 or so girls that are around Paul Stanley as he's, I don't know, tying his shoes, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that interested.
Well, the interesting thing about Paul Stanley's picture in here...
Mm.
Why do they photograph him with a sweater on?
No, Opie, I believe that's his hair. That's his chest hair.
Oh.
He's got the 70s rock band chest hair thing going.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, you can see it all in Playboy.
Well, there's other things in this issue. They got interviews with Lauryn Hill and the Beastie Boys. Love the Beastie Boys. There's the music poll winners. Also an interview with horny Drew Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about how he, like, dates strippers and stuff. And believe it or not, seductive Rudolph Giuliani, irresistible Keith Olbermann.
Okay.
Rudy Giuliani's in the same issue as the girls of Kiss.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It's very interesting. WNEW presents the Black Crowes at the Beacon Theater on the 25th, 27th, and 28th of this month. All three shows sold out, but I do believe we'll have more tickets to give away right here. On the radio, that's from By Your Side. That's Kicking My Heart Around, the Black Crowes. It's Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
Looking through the instant feedback here, Anthony. And Mike from Astoria says, guys, there is no way anyone is going to beat Tara. She is a total fox, sexy, innocent looking, and just plain gorgeous babe.
Hmm. All right. I'm just waiting for more contestants.
Well, basically, if you go to the WNEW website, click on Opie and Anthony. Go to our semi-live studio cam. You'll mm-hmm. see the pictures of Tara. Pretty much everyone has seen the pictures of Tara at this point. And she is officially, Anthony, officially...
Oh, my goodness.
Where did that come from?
The hell was that?
Well, Tara's officially the hottest girl to appear naked on the Opie and Anthony show.
So she needs that little ditty.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so we are looking for a girl to dethrone Tara. And until that point, Tara's pictures will remain on the website.
And then we find another girl, a contestant. We'll put her pictures up, and you guys can decide... who should be the hottest girl ever.
Yeah, it'll totally be up to the listeners, of course. Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, you're a mo.
I'm a Mo.
You know what that means? H Mo.
Okay, why?
You change your name to Mo P.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right, that was great. Great radio. Thanks.
The hell was that?
I don't know. I think Rick hates me, though.
Why?
He goes line one.
Oh, he put that through?
Yeah, he put that one through. Out of everybody trying to get through, he puts that one through.
All right.
No, that was great screening, Rick. Great. All right. Also, there's a guy in the line that he got the pipe this weekend, Anthony.
Oh.
And you know how we hate the pipe.
Well, I've never gotten the pipe.
I've never either.
All right. But I don't look forward to ever getting it.
Well, we're in our mid-30s, and we know the pipe is coming soon.
Right. You're supposed to get it. Well,
Rick, why are you putting that call through?
He got me, all right? He goes, I want to talk about Tara. And you guys are talking about Tara. I'm like, perfect. He wants to talk about Tara. He doesn't sound like he's happy with Tara. I figured, let me slide him in and put in his 2 cents. And he comes on and goes, you guys are Moes. Great. Okay, great.
All right. It doesn't bother us, but give us something else to go with, man.
I hear you, but it's just, you know.
No, I mean that guy. Do you let the Baba Booey calls in, too?
F. Jackie.
F. Jackie? Is that coming next if I pump down three here?
I send him over to, I forgot.
Hey, man, I got a great story about Tara. You got to put me through. Okay. Baba Booey.
Here you go.
Yeah, hi, N.E.W.
I got a story about Tara.
Yeah.
Could you put me through the guys?
We're on the air.
Oh, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, F. Jackie, Howard Rule, you suck.
All right. Anyway, now we're distracted, but supposedly we got a guy on the line here. Hopefully he'll tell a story instead of wasting our time.
He got the pipe?
He got the pipe. We're in our mid-30s, and we're paranoid because we're hearing that when you turn 40, you got to start getting the pipe.
I heard 50.
Yeah?
That if you've had no problems, that 50 is a good age to get the pipe.
And not 40?
No.
All right, because I think guys in general are really paranoid about getting the pipe.
Of course, we're talking about colonoscopy, where they take the pipe and put it where the sun doesn't shine.
Oh, we call it the pipe.
The pipe.
Let's see how this guy got the pipe. Yeah! The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, fly away from Lenny Kravitz. It's Opie and Anthony.
Well, we made it through another Monday.
Yes, we did.
Yes,
we had a lot of fun today.
A lot of
good things happening on the show today.
Yes.
Got to thank the ex-president of the United States, President Reagan.
Oh, Ronald Reagan, for calling in about his birthday. That was a treat.
It sure was, Anthony.
Yeah, of course.
Sure was.
And should we remind everybody, Opie, about Friday? I think we should.
Yes, we are taking the show on the road Friday. It's our Valentine's Day party for pathetic losers, starring yours truly, Opie and Anthony. We're going to be from 3 to 7 this Friday at the Longshore Brewery in Garden City, Long Island. Finally getting out to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Considering we were both born and raised on the island.
Yeah, I know.
Well, born in Queens, moved out to the island when I was 4, and stayed there until I was...
Cute story.
Yeah, I know, exactly. No one really cares. But we will be there from 3 to 7. We're bringing Stephen Lynch and the rest of the festivities coming together as we speak. But,
Black Girl
will
ben
be
the
there.
Fag.
Ben the Fag will be there. Maybe we'll bring Tara from the website.
Yeah.
And we do have 2 trips to give away to Miami.
That's pretty cool.
That's huge. We got to thank our pals from Priceline.com for helping us out with that. They're going to give us the trip to Miami and the hotel rooms down there.
We'll hook some people up. Maybe we'll do some kind of, you know, dating game thing to break the ice between some people that just want to, you know, hook up or something.
Right.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Well, we're going to have a huge meeting tomorrow to discuss our live broadcast.
Yes, a meeting. Great. Can you bring the crack?
I know.
You want me to go cop some crack for us before the meeting?
You know, we got
to
tape our meetings around here one of these days and put it on the radio.
I got to make sure I wear my shoes with the good shoelaces and then have the real good plastic on the eyelets so I could poke it in the holes in my sneaker while I'm just listening to droning. Ugh, hate meetings.
It's just amazing what people in suits can do to this. The easiest job in America. We have the easiest job in America, and they make it difficult.
Easy,
suits.
Fun.
Suits.
And they throw all kinds of stuff in. We'll keep it fun. Don't you worry.
Yes, we will.
All right. Pals Opie and Anthony will keep it all fun.
I can't wait to see Stephen Lynch live. We've never seen him perform live in front of people, just here when he does it for us in the studio.
In front of a festival crowd.
Yeah, so yes. I would definitely suggest you get there early on Friday. Get out of work early and come on down because it's going to be a mob scene.
It's a holiday.
I guarantee that.
It's going to be a holiday.
Yeah, Friday, 3 to 7 at the Longshore Brewery in Garden City, broadcasting live.
All right.
All right, I guess we're out of here.
Dunsky.
I got to get home and get some NyQuil. My eyes
are just take the quill.
Burning, man.
Take the quill.
And tomorrow, Tuesday night, Hummer Club.
Yes, in action.
Hopefully welcoming some new members to our club.
Did we get a new song?
Yeah, we did.
And we're going to debut tomorrow or
something? Well.
Did you hear it? I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I heard it. It's really good. I think you're going to want to, you know, put it with the rest of our bits over there, Anthony.
Is it an original composition or is it to another song?
Where
or?
Is that song?
Did you really listen to it?
Yeah, we heard it.
I haven't heard this yet.
We could want to tease it for tomorrow. It's called Hummer Paradise to the tune of Gangster's Paradise.
It's to Gangster's Paradise?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll save that for tomorrow.
It's from Dave.
All right.
I must admit, we like the participation on this show.
Yes.
So if you want to pen a ditty about the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Or anything that we do here.
By all means, send it in.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave did. He sent in a song, Anthony.
All right.
And we'll be playing that tomorrow.
Cool. I'm psyched.
Well, yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, it's really good. It's make a great beer coaster. Hope you didn't spend a lot of money pressing the CD.
No, I can't wait.
It's a minute long. I think we could give Dave a minute tomorrow.
Of course.
So we'll leave that over there, okay?
All right.